No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. I'm here today with the mostly uninterviewed throughout his life, Man Savage. I feel like this is a pretty rare one.
You said mostly uninterviewed.
I mean, bro, I seen you on DJ Small Eyes, but I'm just saying that it feels like you have not shared your whole story that many times with the world, true or false?
That's true. That's true. You're right.
That's a rare one.
That's a rare one.
And you're a badass because you're smoking a blunt wearing an expensive white polo shirt, and that just, just like that. But you got lucky, yep.
Every time, this is how I got it.
It didn't make an impact before you just get out of here.
Can't be like that. Don't get it on there.
Spit on your hand, rub it in, ruin the whole shirt. Yeah,
but the whole shirt up.
Oh my God, that's really how it'd be. Yeah, because I was just saying before that I might have to switch my shirt up after this interview because I don't like to wear the same shirt for multiple interviews. Are you're on promo run today?
Yeah.
Where else you been today?
Man, I was at, what was it? 1 a.m. radio.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Yes Jules.
Yeah, we was at 1 a.m. radio, and I had an interview in the hotel.
Oh,
and I got some shit tonight later on.
Yeah, because you just got off this tour, right?
Yeah, let me get an ashtray.
We got an ashtray around here?
Yeah, I just got off the little tour.
There's one right up there if you want to grab that.
Trap Atlantic tour.
Yeah, how was that?
That shit was turned up, man. That shit was sold out of that show.
Yeah.
Good experience.
That shit is crazy because it's like Man Savage being reborn as like a West Coast rapper.
I know, right? On some crazy shit. It's like, oh yeah, he got this West Coast swag now.
How you? But you're like the most Atlanta dude on earth.
Right.
That's so the only reason it's okay.
Exactly. You feel me? Because they know I'm not like really West Coast. It's just like when you come together, like you got to make this shit sound where both of us can listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's we can relate to, like the bitches.
The bitches.
All the way.
That's a really good point. That's one thing for sure. Yo, can you make sure they keep that fucking door shut? God damn. I'm gonna kill somebody. Okay. No, really, I'm gonna kill somebody if they don't shut that fucking door. Lock it too, please. Yeah, why not? So how'd you end up meeting TK and sort of getting wrapped up with all this fucking R Baron, Shoreline Mafia, O3 Greedo, that whole wave?
Shit, me and TK knew each other for a minute. I met TK like around my first time coming to Cali and shit. Like 2-3 years ago. I met TK and shit, and he just was like old head just in the game, just fucking with the young niggas and shit. And I just kept contact with him. And out of nowhere, he was like managing niggas. I got locked up. And when I got out, I couldn't go nowhere for a minute. So I was chilling. So by the time I was able to go somewhere, I came back to LA and then I seen TK. So when I got back to LA, and he was like, yeah, he managing and shit. Like, you feel me? Like managing artists and producers, and I hadn't worked with Run Run already, and Run Run was telling me TK had managed, so I'm like, damn. TK, you a manager? I'm like, what the hell going on, man? You doing your thing. I like that.
It's crazy because when I met him years ago, he didn't have like popping artists like he has now. So I fucked with him, but I couldn't really tell. Like, you know, I meet so many like OGs out here that it can be hard to tell who's a crazy person and who's like really
TK
legit.
Was definitely one of them person, like, you'd be like, damn. Is this nigga goddamn bullshitting me? And you goddamn got to really test him. Because he'll bullshit maybe once or twice. It'll seem like it. But then he gonna come through.
Well, you know, you meet somebody and they be talking a lot and you start kind of not paying attention.
Right.
But then after a minute, I started to realize, like, this dude's dropping gems on me left and right. And he really knows what the fuck he's talking about with all the street shit in LA and shit.
Right.
Crazy-ass music industry knowledge from forever ago.
Like, I don't know what the hell he got, goddamn kind of brain. He got where he done been at. But I don't know how old he is, how old he is. Like, 45 or some shit.
I don't know. We got a pool going. We're going to try to...
40.
We're going to have to do a... 40s. What's the DNA testing website or whatever? I don't know. We're going to figure out how old he is. We're going to get a DNA sample.
He done probably been all over the world. So, you know, he got that OG all over the world now.
Yeah. Let's talk, all right, so you're from East Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm from Zone 6.
Let's talk about your upbringing and sort of where you came from.
I came from East Atlanta, Zone 6, Lila Valley. I was right there in the cut, in apartments, all the way to Glenwood Road. You know what I'm saying? I'd have been all the way through there, so I'd just be all the way through Zone 6.
Hmm.
Just, you can really just catch me everywhere. I done had been on Moreland right off of Jose Williams. Had a little spot right there just recently. Got busted by the police, though, you know what I'm saying, on some crazy shit. I don't know even why they even came in there. It was really some old crazy story behind that shit. Like, it was one of our partner's mama who worked with the police, and he hit the spot. And he lied and said that we hit him, and he sent the police to the spot, so we wouldn't get him. So wow. Niggas like, ain't nobody fucking with that nigga. He the police, man. Ain't nobody finna touch that man.
Wow, so there's a big concern. Like, when I was interviewing Nudie, he was just telling me, man, there's snitches everywhere.
Yeah, too many snitches.
See, I don't even know about that. I don't know any snitches. That's probably a problem.
Too many snitches. You might not know you know.
Exactly.
So you gotta keep it cool. Don't talk to me, nigga. Don't trust everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So what were you like as a kid?
Badass. Little baby kid. That's what we used to call it. Baby kid. I was baby kid.
And that just means bad as hell?
Badass.
Uh-huh.
That's all they'll tell you. Fucking up everything, eating everything, making Kool-Aid all day. That's it. Wake up in the morning, Kool-Aid, I'm the first one in there making it. I don't want nobody else to make it. I want to take my Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying?
Really? You were that passionate thing. About it?
Oh, yeah. I would make Kool-Aid when I was like four. You asked my mama. I was in there standing on shit, putting sugar in there.
So you were bound to be a drink sipper.
Like, bound to be a Kool-Aid, some kind of sipper. You know what I'm saying? I don't even sip drink like that, but I was bound to be some kind of something when it comes to whipping.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, your Zan phase.
Yeah, man, I'm Zans, boy.
Shout out Key, man, because Key puts people onto a lot of game, and he says in a song off his new mixtape, which is incredible, by the way, go get it, 777, he says, I get them rap checks and split them with man. He fell in love with them damn Zans.
Yeah.
And I asked you, I'm like, did you fall in love with the Zans at one point? He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I fell in love with them, bitch. I ain't gonna lie. People tell a nigga, like, and my man gonna be on the Zans all the time. How he gonna get his money? I swear, I remember people used to say that shit all the time. And I ain't gonna lie, I had to stop doing that shit because I used to really be like geeked up. Like, I might have been cop my, you know what I'm saying? I used to have a gun on me every day, so I used to be cocking that bitch back just all day. Might be just geeked up and just doing something. I done left bullets in everybody's house. Like, niggas be like, man, you left like 10 bullets at my house. I'm
10?
Like, look at my gun. I got a extended clip. Yeah, so that motherfucker, hey, that shit used to be crazy. Like, I used to literally, like, play, like, trip out. Like, I don't even remember doing it. They used to like, God. Bro, you left all your bullets over here, bro. That shit used to be funny as hell, though. I ain't
gonna
lie.
Holy shit, that's crazy. Because I always hear stories about rappers who have had accidents with guns while they're, like, really, really fucked up. But you're making it sound way worse than anything I ever heard before.
Man, I just used to be doing some lit. I don't know who used to be around me when that shit used to happen, though. I ain't gonna lie.
You can't remember who was around?
Hell no. Them Zans will do it to you, boy. You'll be thinking you just regular as fuck. And niggas be like, but I know you just did that, like. I'm like, nah, I ain't know that.
Yeah, that's a scary feeling, though, when you're on that shit and you don't remember what the fuck you did last night, never mind, like, earlier in the day and shit. You don't know how you got here right now.
Yeah, them Zans do that shit to you. That's why I stopped doing that shit. I don't do Zans. I ain't did Zans since 2015, 2014.
How long were you, like, bad with it, though?
I was on Zans since I was, like, 14, 13.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we were doing that shit like it was nothing when we were young. Like, that shit was the move.
Holy fuck.
Niggas been in the club, geeked up, look like a grown-ass man, like a zombie, though. Like, you had a key or something.
Holy fuck. Yo, man, you were 14 off that. How'd you do in high school? I feel like that would be hard to balance.
I mean, shit. I remember going to school, geeked up all the time. The teachers would just excuse me one time. I was in there being so geeked up. And he was like, Marcus, I got up. I was like, I said something out loud. I don't know what I said. He was like, you can go out. You know what I'm saying? He wanted a little gay teacher. You know what I'm saying? He let me go out to class and shit.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah.
Holy fuck, that's
scary. A lot of old crazy.
Bro, I have fans come up to me outside shows sometimes and they're all fucked up and like it just feels sad. They're like young as fuck and they're just gone off Zans or whatever.
Yeah, man. I had to stop doing that shit. I was one of them young niggas that was going off Zans.
Do you have like a waking up experience with that?
No, I ain't get that deep in Zans. I ain't get that deep in Zans.
There wasn't like one bad experience that made you decide you had to get it together?
Yeah, just when I got my weed laced. That's when I had to get it together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, I had to goddamn stop. But I ain't gonna lie, when I got my weed lace, I started actually experimenting more drugs, trying to see what the fuck could make me actually feel that power again.
Wait
without being laced.
Your weed was laced with what?
I don't know.
Something that made you go crazy? You think it was like fucking...
I don't know. The girl just rolled, she was smoking, and whatever she smoked that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And she had me smoking that shit. And I ain't know I was smoking that shit because I ain't smell like that shit.
Yeah.
But whatever that shit was, it was that shit.
What'd you do? What happened?
That shit had me fucked up, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. That shit had me fucked up, bro. I was like, okay, I went over there. I went and seen a girl today. It was like I woke up one morning and shit. She from the hood. Like, this is my first time really, like, chilling with her and shit, like, on my own time. Like, but I didn't seen her around and shit, but this my first time kicking with her and shit. So, she from the hood. I pull up on her, and she stayed with this lady, like, this lady who used to stay on top of my mama in some apartments. She stayed on top of us. You know what I'm saying? So, the lady, I felt comfortable a little bit, you feel me? Like, she know my mama. You feel me? So, I'm in there chilling and stuff and shit. So, I ain't thinking nothing of it. Even the lady hit the shit. That's the thing about it. Like, I don't know what the fuck going on around there. You feel me? They hitting that shit. But, man, so, long story short, nigga got down. I don't know what the hell I was supposed to be doing. I don't even know why I spent the night over there that night. You feel me? Nigga blacked out that night, I feel like. I feel like I blacked out that night. And the next day, that next morning, we woke up and shit. I was supposed to be going to my spot. But I really wasn't even in my right state of mind. You feel me? I woke up tripping still, like, I woke up, like, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with me. And we was just walking out. We finna get ready to go get on the bus and shit. Nigga was catching the bus, you feel me? I ain't had no money. I don't even know how I got on the bus. I ain't had no money. I just literally probably walked straight on the bus like that. But before I got on the bus, I was walking past some lady, and I'm so geeked up, tripping, like, and they didn't make, I'm making them laugh the whole time. They just laughing at me, you feel me? So they thinking it funny. I'm really just feeding into them laughing and shit and not really paying attention, but they not paying attention. I'm geeked the fuck up, you feel me? Like they just laughing at everything I'm saying, like, it's funny. I'm tripping. So I'm walking past some lady and shit, and when I'm walking past her, I'm tripping so hard, I start screaming at her. And she ain't hear me. Like, it felt like she ain't hear me because I'm screaming right at her. And she keep walking, and I'm right in, like, in her ear, almost like this close.
You think it was dust?
Man, I don't know what the fuck it was.
It sounds like it could be something like that.
Man, I ain't trying to goddamn do that shit without knowing what that shit is. You feel me?
Yeah.
If I'm going to do some dust, let me know that dust, and let me choose if I'm going to do some dust. You feel me?
You ever done that on purpose?
Nah, hell no.
There's a lot of people who are into that. Not a lot, but
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it if you like it, but shit, just don't hit me with it without knowing, you feel me?
Yeah.
That shit gonna get you fucked up.
That shit almost took UGK out the game. Bun B was really, really into smoking dust back in the day.
Yeah,
that shit was just reading about it.
I don't know nothing about it.
Okay, but so after this bus, though, did you make it home safe, or what happened?
Man, I went to jail that night, bro.
For what?
Because, bro, like, all right, so I'm walking down the street like I was telling you. I'm walking down the street and shit. With them, we walked to the bus stop, like walking out the apartments. And the lady I'm screaming at the lady, so she already ain't hearing me. So after that, I'm tripping. I really black out, like I can only control my eyes, you feel me? So as I'm doing that, I'm just waiting. We waiting on the bus, I'm tripping the whole time and shit. So we finally, the bus come, and I just get straight on the bus. I don't even remember paying. I had this little iPad with me, and I had to walk straight to the back of the bus, and I sat down and put the iPad down. I don't even remember paying to get on the bus. But they was getting on the bus too. So when they was getting on the bus, I don't know what the hell made me do this dumbass shit, but I walked to the front, and it was this dude sitting to the right. And I like, what you say? He like, bro, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell he said. He didn't say nothing to me, but he said something. And I thought he was talking to me, you feel me? And I done hit the nigga on the bus, you feel me? Just hit him, boom. He like, boom, boom. They were like, man, they laughing though. They still laughing at me. So this shit is like feeding into the shit. Like, it's like they laughing. It's making me thinking that I ain't tripping.
It sounds like a dream.
Yeah, it like, felt like a real
dream. There's all
this
shit happening that doesn't really make sense, and like exactly. Weird reactions that don't line up. Yeah.
Man, I couldn't control nothing. I felt like, what the fuck is going on? Like, my eyes, like, I only felt like my eyes was working. You feel me?
Right.
So after I hit the nigga, he got up, and it was like I was trying to kick him off the bus on some shit. Like, get out the bus, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out the bus. So when he was getting out the bus, he pulled me off the bus kind of with him, like, grabbed my arm. So I was really aggressive with the nigga, I ain't gonna lie, you feel me? So when he pulled me out the bus, the bus driver closed the door and left me, you feel me? I'm thinking they gonna get off the bus with me, but I'm so geeked up, you feel me? I ain't even noticing none of this. Like, this shit just came to me over the time, like, being in jail. Like, I sat in jail 4 months behind this shit.
Oh.
So when I got out, it really gave me more time to, like, feel what's going on. Like, and the girl wrote me and tried to tell me she tried to write me and say some shit, but I haven't seen her since she wrote me. You know, none of that shit, like, shit crazy, but.
What year was this? 2015-ish?
Yeah, like, I was like, I don't know, I was like 21. I mean, 19, 20.
Were you going through withdrawals like crazy while you were locked up?
Yeah. Man, nigga shitted, pissed on his out, type of crazy shit. And I was blacking out. I blacked out like 3 times in there. Like, my first time going in there, like, they locked me up. Let me tell you. So I got them, was walking up and down the street, taking my shirt on and off, putting on people cardos and shit, thinking they can read my mind, trying to go get me a car and shit. You feel me? Like, my mind mentally telling me, like, I go get anything for free. Like, this is my, I'm in a free world type shit, crazy shit. So I'm trying to go get a car and shit. And, like, on my way to get a car, I'm trying to basically think somebody would give me a ride to go get a car. I'm thinking it's going to be at the end of the road, just keep going straight. You feel me? On some crazy shit. Like, my mind was really, like, on some old other shit. Like, I don't know why the fuck I was thinking that shit. But I'm walking up down the street. I'm trying to pull on people car doors, like, as they in their car, like, thinking they signaling me to get in, trying to go on the other side and get in, and they just pulling off on me, looking at me crazy, like, you got to do what we did. Like, you got to go get, you feel me? Like, you got to go get your own car. You got to walk like we had to walk. Like everybody who know what I'm talking about went through this type shit. Like, they had to walk. And, like, it was
some
just
GTA
shit,
just trying everybody's door handles.
Yeah, like, I don't know the fuck I was thinking. Like,
get out.
Shit was crazy, bro. You feel me? And on the way, just, well, nobody let me in their car. So I was just walking. Seen this pawn shop. I'm on County Road. It's in the hood. You feel me? So this ain't nothing like pawn shops everywhere. You feel me? Especially with guns. And but so I seen a pawn shop, and I'm just thinking like, oh, I'm gonna get me a gun first on the way to get my car. You feel me? Like on some trip and shit, catch a nigga trapping. Like I don't know what the fuck going on. I'm just thinking, just crazy. But this supposed to be the free world. Like you don't even post. I don't know why I got a gun. You feel me? So I just went to the pawn shop. Soon I literally walked in the door. I'm so geeked up. I know the dude. Know I'm geeked up. But the dude looked to the left, and when he looked to the left, like he already in the register facing me, I'm walking in the door. So he looked to the left, I looked to the right, and his gun's on the wall. So I feel like he was reading my mind, you feel me? So after that, I just snapped and jumped over the counter and tried to open the thing and get a gun. And everybody, even customers, started pulling out guns on me, bro. I just blacked out, closed my eyes, and just like this, and they just threw me over the counter. And I'm just like,
the customers all pulled out on you too. Holy
bro,
shit!
I don't know what the fuck. It was like a setup, bro. Like it was like a dream. Like I don't know what the fuck. Like I don't know, bro. Everybody had a gun. I was like, what the fuck? Like it just. I had to close my eyes, bro, and just. And don't get me. Like they threw me over the counter and just. I was dead, trying to play dead on their ass. Like,
I mean, to be real, after that, you probably needed those 4 months, right?
I needed that. I swear to God. No, for real. I probably would have died if I was still on the street.
I can't believe you only got 4 months of that. Shit. That sounds like the kind of shit that people go to wait for a long time for.
I said 4 months because we were broke. Yeah, that shit wasn't nothing. I caught more charges sitting in there. I was breaking that shit because I was blacking out, you feel me? So I catch more charges in there, criminal damage charges and shit, more felonies and shit. And they know I'm fucked up mentally, but they want to still charge me and shit, you feel me? So it was out of my control because I was out of my element. Like I couldn't control none of that shit.
Bro, I'm glad you don't do drugs like that anymore because I spent like a whole week sitting in the studio with you and I never really got the vibe that you would have had shit like this that, you know, on your record.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Damn.
A lot of shit didn't happen to me just being around the wrong people. So I just really be like I'm on it about who around me at all times. Like, I don't care, you don't like my vibe. Like, I'm firm about everything I say.
Right.
Like, if you ain't for me, don't be around me. You feel me? Because I'm working to be for my people. So if you ain't for me, that means you ain't for my people. I don't want you around me.
Right. Beautiful. Yo, I seen a video on YouTube about you just that basically was like, man is in jail for all this crazy ass shit.
But and you know you my people too, though, right?
Oh, I appreciate that.
My
thank
people
you.
Is my people.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So everybody who support the Savage campaign, I know y'all do this like we all in L.A. Y'all be like... So I got to make sure I can't forget the pound.
I did like the worst one ever. I just had to try to redo it a few times. Yo, but there's this video that was like saying that like Man is in jail and Man's basically never going to get out that I saw on YouTube.
The fakest video in the world.
Is it fake? Because it seemed weird.
Man, that shit, the weird shit. Man, what the fuck?
I was like, if Man's really in jail right now for all this shit that this dude is saying that he's in jail for, then why the fuck is he like out on the streets right now?
Bro, I don't know what kind of weird shit YouTube got going on, but... They be making fake videos about a lot of shit. Like, I done seen, like when they made that video about me, somebody hit me up, like, worried. Like, my mama, like, murder, like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, my mama tripping, like, what the hell is this video that they talking about? So I go look at it, and I see it, and it's just a bunch of jibber-jabber. Like, even the man's voice was just some
yeah, his
shit.
Voice was like, all watery and shit. It was like a fake academics-type video.
Yeah, like some fake shit. So you know, weird. Like... I don't know. You ain't from Atlanta, you might believe that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Because the way he portrayed it, but it was some bullshit.
That's crazy that they're just using your name to,
he
like,
said my
make
name was
El
Dorado Savage. That's my real name, some shit like that.
Holy
so that
fuck.
How you know some bullshit.
Bro, that is crazy.
That boy said my name, El Dorado Savage.
Was that the last time you were locked up, or you do any time since then?
Man, I really only been locked up like once my whole career. Like, people just been thinking, like, he been in jail because I had them Freeman Man Savage tapes. So
right.
That shit kind of threw people off. But I never been locked up in my career besides one time, like, and that was when I got my weed laced, and then, oh, actually twice. Now I just got locked up for probation violations.
Oh, what was that for?
For some drugs, you know what I'm saying? I was on some drinking shit, sipping lean.
And then you got piss tested?
And pulled over.
Oh.
And they caught a little drink in the car, you know what I'm saying? I had to give it up. Free.
What do they do? They go, the cop asked to taste it or what?
Man, I don't know what, I don't know. He ain't even had no taster, man. He just knew it was drink. I had it in the, one of the little smoothie bottles and everything. He tried to tell me this. And oh, this will fuck me up. I had another smoothie bottle with the smoothie in it. So yeah. It was over with.
I was thinking about, because I always think about that, how people are always in public with drink. And yeah. Like, because why would a cop ask to fucking see your cup? What are they going to do? They're going to do a fucking test on it right there? They're just going to, like,
I don't know. I gave it up that time. It was over with because I had the smoothie bottle with the smoothie. He's like,
I want to see what. I wish there was a recording of it to just hear what the cop said. Like, is that that dirty Sprite, sir?
Is that sir?
Is that some scissorp?
Sir, is that lean?
I just want to know what the cop would have called it. Yeah,
they want to call it lean, sir. Yeah. They call it lean. They try to say I slang.
That sucks that we call it the same thing the cops call it.
That shit crazy.
We got to come up with some new cool slang. Don't you think that? Like, we call weed most of the time.
Yeah,
that's lame. We got to come up with some funny names, bro.
They done stole herb and weed. We got to. I don't know what you got. Nigga made broccoli already and shit.
Yeah.
What you want to make?
Well, you know what it is that every like slang term for weed has become a specific strain.
Yeah, right.
So now,
matter of fact, yeah, every term you could come up with a strain now.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So just weed is like specifying that we don't know what the fuck we're smoking. It's just whatever.
You gotta start saying cherry cushion.
Speaking of, shout out to our sponsor, Bearwoods.
Strawberry herb.
You want this? I don't know if you ever smoked a fucking pre-roll before, but. It's the, this is a joint. I gave you a Bearwood blunt earlier.
Oh, yeah, them joints. Them be like the end of the pack on it.
That's how you feel?
That's what they be doing sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. This might not
No,
be
that's
a
good shit.
Yeah. They
Bearwoods?
Be having the, this one of the ones with that shit on it.
With that Maui Wowie on it.
Oh, yeah.
No, see, that's like a specific strain. But, like, if I'm trying to think of a funny thing to call weed, that comes to mind. That's like my mom would say.
Yeah, that's hard.
You smoking Maui Wowie?
Smoking when you get high.
Go for it. I hate smoking when I'm doing interviews. I feel like I turn fucking retarded.
Yeah, that shit do freeze a nigga brain and just make you like, it sound like you just talking. You might go blank while you talking. Yeah.
Well, listen, I could sit here and answer questions all fucking day high as fuck, but I like feel like if I'm going to talk to you, I kind of don't want to be stupid high because it's like I got to try to think about not only like what's interesting, but like what the audience is going to think is interesting too.
Right.
So I don't want to be totally fried because I'll probably start talking about like some random movie for like 45 minutes or something, you know?
I ain't going to get you too geeked up. I know I can smoke, but I ain't going to smoke too much.
You know what that is? I see Joe Rogan smoking on his podcast. He'll hit that shit once or twice.
Where's Joe Rogan at?
He's up in the valley. You want to go see him? We're going to find out.
We can find out, man.
So wait, when do you describe like your rap career basically starting? Like when you actually started to see some movement? Because I always think of you as coming from like the same class as like a bunch of other Atlanta dudes. Like sort of you popped up around the same time that like Matco popped up, 21, a bunch of people like that. I feel like, was that when you first started to get attention?
I mean, I just like, forced my way in there around that time.
Oh.
I wasn't really an artist to myself mentally, you feel me? It was like I was in a Billboard issue in one of these years early, like 2014.
Uh-huh.
And like Metro Boomin told me, man, get in there. You feel me? Like, nigga, you here, you better get in there. You feel me? You here for a reason. You better show them. They're going to have to put your name. They're going to have to find out who you is.
Uh-huh.
And exactly what they had to do. So I was in the magazine just like that. But I probably had like one, two songs out. So after that, I just basically guess, and it was around that time, and I just started making more music because I was like, all right, they ain't going to take me serious unless I make more music.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a little more music. I wasn't taking it that serious after my first tape, really. Freeman Man Savage, my first release tape. I ain't really take it too serious, but that was just to let people know I can make music. And like, I thought they'd take me serious, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So they took me a little serious, but they didn't take me serious. Like, I had to take myself serious all the way to the next level. I ain't really get that to like, probably this year. But I took music serious after I seen everybody around me elevating so much, you feel me? Like, everybody around me. It was just like, now. And I was really the youngest one out of all that, so.
How old are you?
I'm 24 now, you feel me?
Still pretty young, yeah.
Yeah, everybody was a little older than me, like 25, 26, probably a year or two.
Right.
You feel me? 27 at the moment.
But you were like the kind of dude that was like in the studio and just around people just because you were just cool dude. It was just in the game, right?
Yeah, a little savage. You feel me? Like, niggas like, oh, yeah, that's the young nigga, man. And I was rapping, you feel me? So niggas didn't look at me like the shooter, but they just know I'm wild. Like, man with a man, nigga ain't going to do nothing because little brother just been everywhere, you feel me?
Yeah.
So that's how you look at me, so. I mean, that's how they still look at me.
It's always funny when you, like, have a conversation with somebody who's, like, trying to figure out how they can get into the game or whatever, and it's just, like, 95% of it is just if you're cool, if you can hang out in the studio all night and people like you and shit. Like,
if you ain't weird.
And that's the shit you can't teach. I can't give you any advice on how not to be a weirdo.
Right. Like, you got to just naturally be cool. Like, you got to know how to just walk in. And you can't be cool and looking a lot. Like, that's not cool. Like, you know how some people be, like, trying to be cool? And they ain't saying nothing, but they just.
Right.
Like, they just give you the look. Like, every time you look at them.
If you're around a bunch of people, like, if they go to your studio session and they're just too quiet, then it's like, you're kind of weird. Or, like, right. Why, what's the value of you being around if you're super quiet?
Yeah, what you're doing is you're super quiet.
But if you start trying to dominate the conversation, the motherfuckers aren't going to fuck with you about that either.
Right.
It's a tricky line.
Tricky line.
Yeah. That's why you got to come with, like, you have to be usually bringing something else to the table to really be accepted.
You got
to
be working, man. Yeah. Because we working. Mm-hmm. This is not a playground for us. So when we see people come around, it's like, who is you? Who are you with? What do you do? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And other than that, I mean, it's cool to kick it sometimes, but people want that vibe around them where it's like, all right, we stay working. Like, everybody around here getting to it. Like, it's cool to chill, but let's get to it.
Everybody wants the image and, like, the look of being a rapper or some shit without actually doing it.
Without doing it, without knowing what it takes for real. You know what I'm saying? Just come slide or just want to be in every show and be under another rapper. That shit ain't cool, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't tell nobody who want to be a rapper to go be under another rapper. You feel me? That's not the wave.
Because you had that opportunity plenty of times. You could have just been chilling with 21, like riding the whole wave of his career, right?
Could have rolled the whole wave. I just, that's what a lot of people seen I could have did, but I didn't do, you feel me? And that was kind of hard to branch away from, seeing him going up so high, you feel me? Like, a lot of people just like, man, why you ain't with, bro? Like, everybody want to ask me that. Even I was supposed to get booked shows, I got locked up, and I missed actually that wave. I actually missed that wave. I would have probably been a part of it due to booking, but I missed that wave, you feel me? So it's like, shit, he went up without me. I got down, was locked up. I got out. I had to still, it was like I was still locked up when I got out because I had to do rehab and shit.
Mm.
They had me out there 4 days out the week and shit. So I couldn't really do shit at all for like 9 months.
What was that like from your perspective, though, when his career just started exploding out of nowhere?
Man, I was happy for him. It was just like, damn, what you going to do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can be happy for him, but what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to know what you're going to do, too. So it's like everybody around me, I know they rooting for me because they've been around me supporting me, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, what you going to do? But not only for them around me, to myself mentally, like, what are you going to do? Sitting in jail, like, watching and hearing so much, it's like, what are you going to do? And like, shit, I'm going to work. You feel me? I'm going to work. That ain't me. That's his career. My career is my career.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? Like, that's what a lot of people didn't fail to realize. Like, I don't go up when he go up just because he going up. That's his career, you feel me? My career is going to go up when it needs to go up. I plan to do stuff different, you feel me? So that's why my shit working the way it's working. I want to have full control. Not saying he ain't got full control over his, but I want to have full control over my producer. I want to be, like, knowing my producers. I want to do this and that. I just want to just do it like that. If it take a hard, if you can do that easier, cool. But I thought you could do it harder. I thought it was harder to do it probably.
A lot of people don't really realize, that when you go on tour with a rapper or whatever, that basically you cease to kind of have your own identity to a certain extent. You can't really just go do your own thing.
Right.
You got to be on point. Everything's all about making sure that this show works out, that this event that you're going to works out. Everybody has to kind of be aligned on the same shit. And if you're trying to go off and do your own shit, you aren't going to last long in that environment. Right. And a lot of people are kind of like too individualist to like really just be chilling in the hotel whenever the rapper wants to be chilling in the hotel and going to the club when they want to go to the club. And
right.
I don't know. Like, that for me, I've seen that a bunch of times, too. Like, you know, when Pump started blowing up. It's like I could have just been trying to go on every single Pump tour and just filming it and doing all that shit, but I mean, I got too much energy.
Gotta get that Adam 22 going. You feel me? Ain't nothing wrong with being with Pump.
Yeah, yeah.
But just that Adam 22, you feel me?
If I didn't have other shit going on, I probably would have seen that kind of shit as more appealing, but it's just like, when you got, like, when you really have your own vision in your head, it could be hard to just sort of sign up to just ride with somebody else.
Right. Period. That's just how you say it.
What's your relationship with 21 like now?
I mean, shit, we both from the same hood. I just seen him actually like a week, 2 ago at the gas station in the hood and shit. We just spoke, you know what I'm saying, just kick it. Mm-hmm. It's just mutual vibe, you feel me, cooler vibe. We don't really too tough, kick it. Like, we was cool, like, to the point where we helped each other get to where we need to get. And I got locked up, but other than that, before music, we like from the same hood. We just was trapping, like, we from the same hood, but like, he from like another part of the hood. Mm-hmm. But we like used to kick it, you feel me? Like, I might make some money with him or some shit like that, but that wasn't like my everyday friend, you feel me? Like, smash, real smash, like, that my everyday partner. Mm-hmm. He from Glenwood too, you feel me? Like, so them niggas, like, who I was with everyday, niggas like him, Draco, you know what I'm saying? Man, they locked up. A lot of my niggas locked up, so I just be chilling, you feel me? You don't see me really with nobody.
Right.
That's cool though, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah. Do you see yourself as that kind of guy? You like to, like, move more low-key, or are you like fucking, when you move around like in Atlanta, like, how do you are you alone by yourself a lot, or are you just like to stay in a group?
I'd be alone. You could tell by my goddamn my lifestyle. I feel like if you look at my man Savage, you gonna like, who he be with? You might say Key and all them, but Key been on his move lately, you feel me? So you really haven't been seeing me with Key, so you can't say I've been with Key. Mm-hmm. You feel me? They're like, that was like when I was younger, like, still trying to learn this shit. So I didn't want to be a rapper necessarily, but I was rapping just because I, like, knew I had access to rap, you feel mm-hmm. me? So it was like, let me just rap just because, you know what I'm saying? Just because this shit might work out for me.
Do you view Key as, like, a rapper? Like, he's a fucking amazing rapper?
He was rapping since rapping been rapping.
Right.
He been goddamn getting rap checks since I started rapping. Like, that shit what made me start running rap, like, 2012, and he getting 30 band checks in the mail. Like, for real, writing for your major rappers. Like, he was writing for niggas and shit, too, you feel me? So, by him being a ghostwriter and rapping at the same time, I feel like a lot of his fans knew he wrote certain songs, too. So, that made his career even more. You feel me?
Poking it increased, like, the legend.
Exactly.
I feel like he's just, when I listen to him, it's just like, he's like a black belt of rapping. Like, he's just way, way too good. Like, he makes kind of simple songs in a lot of ways, but then he just says the craziest fucking shit.
Yeah, he'll say some dope ass shit.
He'll just try all these weird ass flows, and he just is so experimental, you know?
That's what I be on, though. That's why me and Keith click so hard. Like, I've been on it, like, I come out the same house he come out of with this music shit and being lyrical and just trying different shit. Like, we always used to battle each other, like, on songs. He'll tell me I couldn't get on songs, and, like, nigga tell me I can't get on no song. I'll be like, what? I can't get on the song. Like, you telling me, like, I just made a verse and, you, like, do a new verse so I can't get on? Like, hell nah, man. I gotta go make a new verse then.
But is that where you come from? Like, having that real, like, competitive sort of, like, vibe in terms of, like, who gets on songs and shit?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody used to want to get on the song.
Right.
And then you really got there, have to go to the studio by yourself sometimes. But then the nigga whose studio you go to want to get on the song. So this shit just never stopped, you feel me? Everywhere you go, everybody want to get on the song. So you got to really just go hard. Like, you got to really break out of that, letting everybody get on your song. You got to really just go in, you feel me? Like, I feel like that's what every artist going through right now. Like, if you like SoundCloud rapping, and I don't know a lot of SoundCloud rappers, but that's how a lot of them come up, you feel me? From my perspective, because I done been around a lot of them, you feel me?
Yeah.
So if you basically making music and dropping it on SoundCloud, and sometimes iTunes now, because a lot of people getting on their iTunes shit, you feel me? So if you doing that, 9 times out of 10, you going to somebody's studio, and you rapping on their studio, and people been trying to get on your songs. It started off with your friends trying to get on your songs, or the nigga studio you was at, because it's his studio.
I've seen, like,
find a way to stay in there.
I've seen, like, big name rappers who are, like, too nice to tell a rapper nah when they tried to jump on a track, but then they take them off later. But they, like,
that should be lame, right?
I mean, it's just funny because it's like, you really, like, you could tell that these rappers feel like it would be the rudest thing on earth to be like, nah, you can't get on that song, to somebody that they have, like, some over. But that's really the thing, is that somebody you're really cool with will try to get on a song that he has no business asking to get on.
Right.
People will, like, definitely try to press the issue because, like, people are so hungry for clout that they'll do anything.
People know damn well if you ain't got them putting in that work, don't ask to get on that song. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, unless it's one of the moments, you feel me? Like, all right, we experimenting right now. We just playing around. Anybody can get in there. Right. He tell you, just go and get in there. I hear you right now. You just freestyle in the air or something. But it ain't even good to really freestyle in the air like that. People don't want to hear that shit.
But people will get in there and, like, it'll take him 45 minutes to do a fucking shitty-ass verse, and he'll kill the fucking mood. And they don't even know because they're in the booth, and they don't understand that everybody else who's sitting out there starts being like... fucked everything up.
Ass niggas don't know how to rap.
Poor guys. Yo, but you got hit right now.
Man, I see it.
She a freak. Going crazy.
See the vision.
Was that from when I was out in Atlanta?
What, when I made the song?
Yeah, when you were with Shoreline and everything?
No, I made that in January out here. Okay. Like when I was able to goddamn move around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think that one just seems like it's going out of here?
First off, I don't know, the vibe, and then it's just an L.A. vibe with the good L.A. sauce features on there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And good Atlanta artists on there, you feel me? Like, who everybody can just relate to, and the song just, you feel me? Like, a lot of these girls really freaks on the low, so it's just like, it's gonna really bring it out a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's cool, like, to bring it out your little freak a little bit. Like, this gonna bring out the freak a little bit for every freak.
Right. You know, my girl asked me what an eater is.
A nympho.
Yeah. She's like, an eater, she a nympho. I was like, it's a girl who eats cum. She's like, I'm like, well, not really. It's just like a slutty girl.
Just a slut. Just somebody's just thotting. Just a nympho. Just love sex. Just an eater. Just gonna get the whole game right.
So I'm guessing you're not in a relationship?
Huh?
You're not in a relationship?
Nah.
You can't handle it?
Nah, not right now. Cause shit, girl be insecure.
Mm.
Like they be thinking a nigga just, especially I'm getting out now, I'm a little. A little in the gym more, I'm getting a little more money. It's just like, oh damn.
You're off the Zans, you're ready to go up there.
Off the Zans.
Spark some combos.
When I was on the Zans, I was having bad bitches too.
Right. But it can be hard to spark a combo when you fucked up. Yeah. Like you just don't be going out and shit. You're not meeting people like that.
Right. So it's like I just stay under the radar. I just be out the way because really, these females don't be acting right, you feel me?
Mm.
And they all freak on the low. You feel me? So it's just like you might find one you like. She really might not like you when you bring around the gang. She might like somebody else in the gang.
Oof.
So it's cool. And
then your heart's broken.
But get what, though? It's a win-win. Somebody got it.
Hell no. Nah, I don't be feeling that way. I'll be thinking like,
I'd be like, oh, but it's like, fuck. Oh. Somebody got it. I got to take it in, but I love you, boy.
Yeah, man.
Get it.
Dude, that shit sucks though. You have your feelings hurt like that?
I done got my feelings hurt two times when I was young, especially.
Shit, man. The moment that you realize that the cloud is that powerful, you thought you had a connection and you really didn't. That's just a tough moment.
It's tough.
That's when
moment.
Dudes get on Twitter and start crying and shit.
Like, damn, I thought it was love. I thought it was. I don't know what else to say. I just thought it was that. You know
oh my God! Yeah, that's
thought it was
tough,
this
man.
Way, but it was that way.
That's why you got to get so much clout that won't happen.
Right.
You know.
But I still think it'll happen.
It could. Anything could happen. Yeah.
Man, girl, like to do it just cause they know, like
Floyd Mayweather. You'd be the biggest rapper in the world.
Instagram.
You see that shit that 50 said about Floyd?
Mm-mm.
He said that because there was like one of Floyd's friends killed himself while he was on FaceTime with Floyd, and 50 revealed that Floyd had fucked this dude's girl. And this dude went so crazy that he killed the girl and himself while he was on FaceTime with Floyd. And this wasn't like public info. And 50 exposed it all.
Because
they're beefing, I guess.
Ooh.
But I guess Floyd, like she wasn't even really like trying to fuck with Floyd. But Floyd was like paying for everything, buying her, bought her house, all this shit. Like just doing the most foulest shit.
Just.
Oh, because you could just imagine exactly how that goes down if you're Floyd and you just want to, like you could do anything with that much money,
bitch,
right?
You gonna show her like.
And his friend killed the girl and himself on FaceTime.
See, he probably was working for Floyd, and she was just like, you know, baby, you do work for Floyd.
I don't want to offend like Floyd. I want to stay the fuck away from Floyd, to be honest. After hearing that.
Oh, God. I don't lie. That shit crazy, Floyd. That shit fucked up. Like, you shouldn't even touch that man, girl. That
you want to do that to your friends?
I wouldn't do that to my boy. Hell no.
Me neither.
That shit ain't cool.
You guys are safe. I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, y'all in the safe zone.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna do that to nobody who love that girl that much. Like, look, man, your nigga love you, baby. You need to figure it out. And you beautiful.
Mm.
And just tell her that and just leave.
Right.
I got to let it go. I know how to let it go. I've worked on that because there's been so many situations where it's just like I had to just hold my composure because I didn't want to be looking like an animal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be some bad-ass bitches. I'd be like, all right, cool, let me just chill.
As soon as you get to the point where you want to get mad and yell and scream, that's when you need to just walk away.
Right.
You're done with her. So it's not worth it anymore.
Yeah, if you feel like you got to do that, just let it go.
Yeah. There's nothing worth getting that angry about.
She might call the police on you for yelling at her.
And it just shows that you don't have enough control over the relationship because you should be in a position where she's asking for your fucking forgiveness, not screaming in your face, right?
Period. Yeah. Every time. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, honey. It was my fault, baby. And rub and touch on me and just make me feel good. Like, the man, like, keep me feeling happy. I'm going to keep her feeling happy. And when she make me feel like that, get what? She gets the reward. At the end of the day, get what? She's the one who went. Even though she had to compromise and who knows who started the situation, she has to be the winner.
Because
the
leader. She still got me.
Right.
So you still won, babe.
Still won, but you still got me.
I think we basically just like solved dating and relationships right there.
Right. See?
If there was anyone out there who had any issues, I'm sure they're solved by now.
There you go.
There you go.
Call me Dr. Savage and Dr. Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we should have a relationship show. Yeah, like a love line. Remember that?
We can do that. Have them folk calling in.
That would work, to be honest. We have a pretty good rapport.
Them folk gonna be saying some crazy shit, boy. They be saying shit off the wall. I feel like people be tripping on them phone calls.
On your phone calls?
On them hotline calls.
Oh, yeah. They're probably lying, making shit up for the entertainment shit and shit. Yeah.
Like, just fucking with you. Just want you to just say shit.
Bro, because if they weren't making shit up, then it would just be the same fucking question every day, all day, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They got to get a little stream.
Facts. Yo, what do you have coming out that you're like excited about in terms of the future of your catalog, your career?
Shit, I got a lot of little music in the vault. But shit, my next tape I'm going to drop going to be with Run Run. So we got that shit already ready. That shit been ready since January 2, bro. Like, I've really been had this shit done. But see, the way I've been moving lately is like, I got to calculate the move. So I ain't going to lie, them 6 months, I was out here working, trying to get shit put together, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, feel me? I knew I had something on my hands. I said, I got to get this shit in the right hands to push this shit with me. You know what I'm saying? Just this little one song, at least, if I don't do nothing else, like, we're going to do this song with the situation and make the situation do what it do. You feel me?
So, song going crazy.
That song going crazy.
That's a fucking heater too. I still got it on my playlist. It's been a little while.
How long you had the song?
I don't know, like months before it came out. Yeah. So I feel like it's always a good feeling. I was saying this before, when you have a bunch of unreleased songs and you correctly guess which one is going to go up.
Yeah, you was telling me they were hot too.
I like that one. Same thing with Bands by Shoreline. I knew way in advance.
And Bands, yeah.
Bands.
The first time I heard they were shooting a video in the studio when they were making it.
And they still haven't seen the video, which I die in.
You died in the video?
I mean, I look like I'm dead. It's not like I didn't really die, but.
I'm about to say.
End of the video. Well, I'm not going to give anything too crazy.
Can't be dying in no video, Adam.
No, not like that.
Nah, don't go out like that.
No, you want to know what? All right, obviously, you watched Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen Atlanta.
You know how in the first episode, there's a white guy who like says the N-word and it's like creepy. It's like a weird, awkward situation.
No, I ain't see that. I probably got to see it again. I don't know.
Oh, that's what, like, the first episode has this whole scene where, like, there's a white guy and he says N-word, and it's just, like, that's what the scene's about. It's just an awkward moment. And, like, Peter Rosenberg, the DJ,
yeah,
they tried to have him do it, and he said no because he didn't want, like, you know, because obviously they're going to turn him saying that into a meme and shit. And I always think about that. I'm like.
Yeah, I ain't see that.
It's kind of like a fire opportunity. Like, to be on Atlanta. It's such a fire opportunity, but that you got to say something that you know you're going to get shit for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
That's a weird decision.
Yeah, that's a decision. You can say it. I feel like, but a lot of people are going to be like, hey, bro, nigga.
Everywhere you go for the, yo, for real, for the rest of your life, you're going to be, you're that guy who's in the N-word on the show.
Yeah, they're going to be fucking with you.
It was just a show, man.
It was just a show.
I was acting.
You got to let it, you know what I'm saying? You can't be all.
And like 5 years later, when everybody forgot about the show, they're going to take that and like act like it wasn't part of the show and be like, look what he said back in the day. Boom, right. You're done.
Yeah, they will. Cooked. Like that. Soon you try to get political. Better stay under the radar.
Yeah, that's a good point. Staying under the radar. That's what I got from this interview.
Yeah, man. I just try to stay working.
Get rich and die young.
Get Rich or Die Young.
Or Die Young, okay.
That was like on some, you know what? It's like some 50 Cent type shit. We was on some Get Rich or Die Young type shit. It was like Get Rich or Die.
Trying, but you switched it up.
It's like we was doing that hot shit because we felt like 50 years old is young, under 50.
Mm-hmm.
If I ain't rich by 50, then I might well be dead. You feel me? So just Get Rich or Die Young. I mean, I know it's a crazy little meaning, but
nah. But when you're young and you have that, you have such like a one sided mentality that it's like I'm either gonna just really really make it or I'm gonna just totally fuck
really
my entire life up.
Yeah, I need to be rich by 25. I need to be a millionaire next year. I ain't a millionaire yet. I probably seen $1 million, of course. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't seen $1 million.
$1 million Spotify check coming soon.
Yeah, man, coming soon. Coming this year.
You just gonna be grinding all year. You got a bunch of touring coming up and shit.
Yeah, man. I see a lot of shit coming up. I ain't seen my schedule yet, but I know it's some big shit coming. T Cannon got some shit stored for me.
Ron has like the West Coast sound that like people outside LA fuck with, and he kind of sounds like it has like an Atlanta type vibe to it sometimes, right?
Yeah, Ron got that Atlanta like. I don't know. It's like a West Coast Atlanta sound. Like, he sound like a baby Zaytoven a little bit, if you really think about it, because his bass line hit that hard. Like, Gucci bass lines and Zaytoven songs, it just be beating. You feel me? Like, especially the Gucci song. So, and them type of bass line Run have. Like, he the only producer from Cali with them bass lines. You feel me? And I feel like that shit stand out a lot, because I can really rap on that bass, like, freestyle on that bass line, too. Like, I make songs with Run. The longest it's gonna take us to make a song is 40 minutes, for real, for real.
Right.
And every time I'm in the studio, I gotta make at least 2 songs around. You feel me? Every time. We done went in there and made like 5-6 songs one day.
He's gonna be happy we're talking about him.
Yeah, that my boy.
He need that clout. He always sees, whenever I see him, he's like,
Run,
give me some clout. I need some clout. Let's go.
Come on, Run, do that shit.
Yo.
My boy go drip on.
You miss Greedo?
Hell yeah, man. That shit crazy, man. Free my nigga 03, man. You already know. I just talked to him today, too. He in good spirit.
He is?
Yeah,
that's good to hear.
Yeah. Shit gonna happen. Shit, hey, man. Don't believe that 20-year shit, man. My nigga ain't gonna sit that long. God ain't gonna let him sit that long.
You can't believe that. You can't. If you think about it like that, it's gonna happen, so.
Yeah.
You gotta hope for the best.
We gotta pray, man. See Greedo soon, man.
Yeah. Greedo, when Greedo talks about it, he's like, I gotta go do 5.
Yeah, man. He like, they gonna give me something shorter than that. I ain't going for that. Not no 20. Nigga, especially in the internet, just putting it on him like 20.
It sounds so bad.
20, like, nigga, damn, my boy ain't got 20 years. Like, why y'all doing that?
Yeah.
I mean, it was some shit like that on paper, probably. You feel me? But that don't mean necessarily, like, that's like probably how much time you got on probation. If he get out early, he got to do 20 years sentence total.
That's probably 20 years from now, meth will be legal anyway.
You think so?
I don't know, but you got to hope.
What kind of... how do they make meth? Like, is it really like that show, Breaking Bad?
I heard it's not really like that, but I'm sure it's kind of like that.
Like, really factories like that, just...
No, the RV in the middle of the desert.
What the meth...
like the Rich the Kid video. What is it, duty? You never did it?
Nah.
I did it.
What it do to you?
It's fucking... It's crazy.
Like, what's the inside feeling?
I mean, you ever done coke? You're a Molly?
I done tried Molly.
Picture Molly, but a lot of Molly, and like you're really just going, just losing your mind. Bro.
Actually, I did Molly for like a week straight, making my motherfucking mixtape with Key, our first tape together.
Wow.
Key got in, had a nigga on there, sneaking the geek in the studio gym.
Somebody texts me, he's like, come to the studio, Key got the black Molly.
Yeah, what the fuck? I still ain't never seen that shit.
I didn't see it either. I didn't go. I was scared as soon as I heard that.
I feel like it ain't real. I feel like it's just a rumor right now. Until I see some black Molly, I don't believe it.
If I saw black powder in a little baggie, I'd be scared as shit to go anywhere near that.
Yeah, they're like, nigga finna do that. You finna do that. You finna do that. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. All right, yo. You're an entertaining interview. I gotta say that. We should do an interview anytime. Just chat about whatever.
I'm with it. Every time I'm in LA, I'm pulling up. You know it. I've been hearing you. I try to get.
Yeah, my bad. We didn't get it last time.
We ain't gonna put you out there.
No, when you're on an Uber ride, there's like a tag that a driver could have. It says "Great Conversationalist." You seen that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
The first time I seen it, I was in fucking Atlanta, and it was a guy named Octavius.
Octavius.
It said "Great Conversationalist," and he was.
Like going crazy.
Just talk about all kinds of random shit. It's funny as hell. Anyway, if you If you ever are an Uber driver, I'm gonna give you the great conversationalist. Even if you don't like pick me up, I'll find a way. I'll give you that rating.
If I ever be an Uber driver.
Well, you know, hopefully you don't have to go there.
Hey, you know, I be thinking of that shit so much. Like, what if I had to go the Uber driver route? Like, how would the people look at me?
Nah, you know, that's bad.
That ain't never gonna happen.
I'm just saying, as a rapper, for your image.
Shout out to my Uber drivers, though, 'cause I love them, 'cause they get me the way I gotta go, but hell no, not me.
I don't think it's me.
I be thinking, trying to put niggas on, like, man, go be an Uber driver, nigga, go get that money, nigga. That shit come quick.
Somebody's gonna get in there and you're gonna be smoking a fucking 5 gram backwood and they're gonna be like, what the fuck?
Man, if you're not doing that, why not go be an Uber driver?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I would do it in a heartbeat if I didn't have anything going on.
Go get you some license, go get you a free car through Uber some kind of way. You ain't got no credit, bitch. You look credit.
Because you don't have to go have a shitty ass schedule. Like, that's what I always hated about when I had a job when I was younger, is that there's a schedule. I couldn't
I ain't
go
never
do
had
shit.
A job either.
For real?
Never.
Beautiful. I haven't had one in like fucking 17 years, but.
Never had a summer job. I probably raked my next door neighbor leaves one time. And some snow one time. But that shit made
Atlanta
me so
snow.
Mad. No, it was Minnesota snow.
Oh.
I was out there with my little brother daddy, but that shit made me so mad, man. I ain't gonna lie. Bro, snow?
Nah.
Man.
Snow ain't snow, it.
That shit don't even get, and it be so stuck when it's cold and wet and it froze already, get stuck to the ground. It just don't make no sense just pushing against that shit like that. So it just be stuck.
Bro, back in New Hampshire, the fucking snow's like 6 feet tall and shit out in the front yard. You have to be shoveling it every fucking 15 minutes so it doesn't start to collect. Terrible.
Man, Minnesota snow is
probably just
like
about
that.
As bad, yeah.
Yeah, I just stayed out there. That shit was crazy.
There's no business like snow business. But don't.
Yeah, snow business. Get a nigga out of there. Get a nigga in there, man. Put a nigga in the house. Had everybody.
Well, if you knew you were going to be a rapper back then when you were shoveling snow, you would have used it to create a bunch of like cocaine snow punchlines. That's always a winner.
What the
Push a T, 2002, said, I've been moving white off the curbs and shoveling snow. And I was like an 18-year-old white kid like, that's amazing. Seriously, like, really, really impressed.
That was a nice ball.
Hell yeah, I was excited.
I was moving white off the curbs.
I mean, bro, you got to think, this is like pre-Young Jeezy. This is like before every cocaine punchline had been used up.
That's a nice little ball, though. I ain't going to lie.
You can use that thing. Nobody remembers that shit.
No, it's over with now. You just put it on wax. I can't do it now.
Oh, my God. All right, bro.
I can't get no close to it.
All right, this was a fire conversation. I appreciate you, bro.
For sure. I appreciate you for having me, man.
Follow my man. Go listen to his music. You're right. My bad. Follow my man. Go follow, actually, while you're at it, when you're following him on Spotify, go follow No Jumper on Spotify. We got a playlist now as well. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out, YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Pow!